Hands up, if you are in the midst of a very big up-level and transition and identity shift, right? Maybe right now you are really anchoring in that new identity and you are stepping into your leadership. You are allowing yourself to be fully seen in your next level, but you are feeling a little bit wobbly and you want to really anchor in that 1 million percent consistency in the new identity. Okay. If this is you are going to absolutely freaking love this episode. We're going to talk all about embodiment, visibility, and really operating from your highest self, the version of you who is already doing everything that you know that you are on this planet to do. And if you are watching over on Instagram Live, hi, what's up? And if you are listening on the podcast, I am so excited to deliver you the tea because this is what is happening collectively right now for not just my clients, but for myself and really every single person that I've been talking to, all of my friends. We're all in this big up-level transition. So many of us are really coming much more deeply into our spiritual gifts. I know that I am. We're kind of coming out of the spiritual closet. And this episode is inspired by my own experiences over the last few weeks of really realizing what I'm here to do. And I'm sure that you have been feeling this too. We're a Today, if you're watching and listening to this episode on the actual day that it comes out, it is happening on a full moon. And there is so much that we get to shed and release and let go of in order to step fully into our next level. Okay. My philosophy is that your business grows to the extent that you do. And if right now your business, your clients, your bank account, your whatever is stagnating, it's likely because you are too. There's some part of you that is still holding on, still attaching, still identifying with an old identity. You are literally trying to hold on to the past, and that is what is keeping you stuck. Because we, as spiritual beings and leaders and people here to change the world, light workers, entrepreneurs, our path is literally to constantly evolve and constantly change. And that means when you hold on to old identities, that you literally stagnate your own growth. You are getting in your own way, right? And so, like I said, my philosophy is that your business grows to the extent that you allow yourself to. So I want you to actually stop putting so much emphasis and focus on your business. And I want you to put more focus on your own personal growth. And then what is going to happen is that the business, financially and impact-wise, will grow. It is inevitable that your business will grow because you are growing and you are actually allowing the current of your life and of your growth to allow your business to propel you. Okay. So if you're watching this on Instagram, let me know if this is landing. If you're like, oh my God, yes, it's about shedding and creating space for the next version of you. So I want to give a little bit of context and story to even why I'm recording this in the first place, because I love to share personal stories with you to let you know I'm also going through it and I'm navigating it. And I'm going to share with you some tools and some tips and some things that I have been doing to basically allow myself to move forward, right? Because I mean, let's be real, like our ego's only job is to keep us safe and keep us in our comfort zone. And so by default, we actually are wired to stay the same. But our spiritual self, our highest self, is the one that is pulling us forward, literally pulling us. And like our human is like, no, it's unsafe there. No, I don't want to go. No. But our spiritual self is like, our highest self is literally pulling us forward. And so, a tool, just I'm going to give you a tool right off the bat is asking yourself, WWHSD, what would your highest self do? The one that knows she is fucking obviously supported. She's safe. She got this, right? And allow yourself to grow and evolve and stop staying the same. Okay. So I want to share a story. So if you've been watching me on Instagram, you know that I just spent the last 5 days in Miami and I spent it with EY Wilde. EY Wilde is basically he is Tony Robbins's kind of like right-hand man when it comes to sales and speaking and the art of communication and persuasion. And he is a beautiful soul. If you're watching this, Eli, thank you. And I fucking love you. He's got the biggest heart. I will say nothing but great things about this man. And I had the opportunity and the pleasure to spend 2 full days with him and a bunch of other 7 to 9 figure entrepreneurs who are also interested in pursuing the path of speaking and making massive impact, like massive, like hundreds and thousands and millions of people, right? And that's really where I do feel called to go. And so I'm learning from him. I'm in this room. I'm like, holy shit, right? And not only am I learning from him, who has he I think he sold over $100 million worth of coaching and personal development, personal growth, and being in the space with him, right? But also I'm also in Ben Hardy's mastermind right now. It's called like a Q2 intensive, and the emphasis is on exponential growth. And so pairing these two guys that I'm learning from, and I'm really up-leveling my network and who I'm surrounding myself with and who I'm learning from, what I have realized for myself, and I'm likely going to, I'm sensing that you're also gonna feel this shift too, is that I was actually focusing on the small stuff. I was focusing on small goals. And in order to actually create the exponential results and the basically evolve into the next identity, you have to set what's called impossible goals, right? And so this requires you to shift your focus from what you've always done to what needs to be done. So hear that again. You need to shift your focus from what you've always been doing, what you've always done, to what needs to be done. Okay, this requires a massive fucking pattern interrupt. And this is what I have really been doing over the past few weeks. And this is what actually has allowed me to think way bigger than I was thinking. I think a lot of people get caught in the trap. This is an illusion in a trap of I'm just gonna post every single day on a sh on social media and my business is gonna grow. And then one day I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna be a public figure and I'm gonna change the world. Now, that may be your path, but likely it's not. Likely you're gonna have to do much bigger things. You're gonna have to get into much bigger rooms. You're gonna have to take much bigger risks than just doing the same thing, because the industry greats, the people who are making massive fucking impact, which I know you're here to do, like that's not what they're doing. And so when you realize that success leaves clues, you're gonna stop doing what you've always done to do what needs to be done. So coming back to this concept of what would your highest self do, it is going to be different things than what the current version of you is doing. So this is where it kind of gets a little bit of meta. So I'm going to share and just like contextualize what I'm talking about. So for me, I realized that something I was doing was posting just kind of consistently on Instagram. Like that for me actually is easy. It's kind of, it feels like a small thing. It's like, eh, it doesn't really feel like it's actually getting me anywhere. What my highest self kept telling me to do is I need to actually do what I'm doing right here, which is record my podcast on Instagram Live, on video and on audio, and bang, bang, bang. And then not only that, but get myself into physical rooms and then create a physical room for you to all come to where we are going to create content. You are going to literally uplevel your whole fucking life, change your identity. Because in person is literally where it's at. And that's where I just was in person. And so my mind is blown because I'm like, holy shit, as much as I love online business and I will continue to do that, my business model is actually going to shift radically into in person. And I know some of you are trying to do the opposite. You're actually trying to bring your business online. That's fine. Don't think about exactly what my path is. We're in a different place in our businesses, but think about what is your highest self calling you to do? WWHSD. I'm going to make bracelets. I'm literally going to make bracelets, like friendship bracelet style bracelets that ask you, what would your highest self do? Okay. Because that is the one who knows all the answers for your path to greatness. Like truly, it's not your current self. Your current self doesn't know, or else she would already be doing those things, which means that you have to consult with your highest self daily. Literally daily. And this requires reflection. This requires you tapping into your highest self. Your highest self is literally higher than you, right? And she has insights that your current self, human self, does not have. But I like to see like the highest self as like our most spiritually evolved, our the version of us who has everything we want. We are radiating. We are these beings of light. We're like, ah! Right? We're like fucking angels. And she has information and access that your current self doesn't have. But the only thing stopping you from receiving that information is by actually just allowing it to come in. Just like when we talked about at the very, very, very beginning of this episode, maybe you are in the shift in the up level and the identity, but your ego is trying to hold you back. And all you have to do is allow the growth to happen. but you are blocking yourself and you are stopping yourself. And I want to empower you to just fucking go for it. Right. And so this really does require a death. It requires a death of smallness, a death of the ego, and a death of the way that you used to do things and the way that you used to show up. And this might be scary, but I mean, girl, let's be real. Like, you did not come to planet Earth to stay inside of your comfort zone. That is not where you are supposed to be. If you're not mildly terrified, like, I don't know what you're doing. You're stagnating. Like, truly, getting in that room with Eli and all these people, I had to speak in front of all of these people. And I had all the stories of, oh my God, what the fuck am I doing? Oh my God, I don't want to do this. Even my fucking friend and mentor, Andrea, was like, oh my God, right? That means we're growing. That means we're growing. If you are literally in your comfort zone and you're like, dee, 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 then that means that there is opportunity for you. Okay? Opportunity for you. So one thing I want to just not forget about is on May 15th, so about a month from now, in Boston, I will be speaking on stage, and I would absolutely love to have you come. My new friend, Alessandria, she is hosting a live event called Quotable Live. It's for female entrepreneurs. So if you are in the New England, Boston area, I'm going to put the link in the show notes, and I'm also going to share it on my Instagram stories. Grab your ticket. It is a Wednesday. It's all day. It's going to be an incredible experience to get in the physical room, like physical room, touch. And I would love to meet you. I would love, love, love to meet you. I know that because my home base is Boston, this is like so special to me, full circle moment, that like my first real speaking event is in Boston. And so I would love, love, love to have you be there. I know some of my clients have already grabbed tickets, so make sure that you grab them. I have a code for you also to get 10% off. You can use the code SAM10. I will also put that information in the show notes and I'll put it on my stories. But come to this event. It is going to change your life just from getting off of your fucking phone. You know, your phone is literally keeping you small and safe and stuck. And I'm sorry, but it's just not the path to your success. It's just not. It's just not. All of my quantum leaps, my jumps have always happened in person. There's nothing like in person. There's nothing like getting into the physical room. Okay. So I just wanted to say that May 15th in Boston or the Boston area, grab your ticket, Quotable Live. I'll put the links everywhere so that you can grab your ticket. I'll also be sending out an email. So if you're on my list, if you're not on my list, just message me and you can get on my email list. That's where I share all the upcoming things. Okay. But going back to what I was sharing before this, like, this is going, this shift, this up level, this identity shift is actually just you becoming more of who you are. It's not you becoming a new person. It's becoming you, the true you, the authentic you, the highest version of you, WWHSD, what would highest self do? This is where you are going to turn your ceilings into floors. Okay. What I mean by this is we all have a self-imposed ceiling. We all have a ceiling that we put on ourselves. We're only allowed to have this much success, this much money, this much happiness, this much visibility, this much whatever the fuck. And that's just a self-imposed subconscious thing that we've created for ourselves. And you'll notice by the patterns in your life. Maybe it's in your bank account. Maybe it's in your social media. Maybe it's in your downloads. Maybe it's in whatever it is. Just look at the metrics. Just look at the external reality. You have a ceiling. And in order to turn your ceiling into your floor, you have to do something you've never done. You literally have to do something you've never done. You have to create some sort of pattern interrupt. You have to get outside of your comfort zone. You have to do something you've never done. And so when I zoomed out and I actually looked at what are my impossible goals for Q2 a few episodes ago, if you haven't already watched the Q1 recap in how to set yourself up for Q2, I shared about the fact that I was like, okay, I'm going to have a $250,000 quarter. But then I challenged myself. And I don't think I shared it on here, but I was like, what if I had $1 million quarter? What happens if I had $1 million quarter? Right now, I have no fucking clue how that would happen, but I know that it's not going to happen by doing the thing and the same thing I've always done. This is where you have to get completely fucking delusional and you have to act from WWHSD. What would your highest self do? Because she wouldn't be doing the same thing that you've been always doing. That's not going to get you a different result, right? That's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. It's not how it works, which means that you need to do something that you have not yet done. So I have not yet spoken on stage. I have not yet been in a room with these 7 to 9 figure entrepreneurs. You see what I'm saying? I'm doing new things. I'm also doing this whole setup right now where I'm speaking on my mic, I'm podcasting, I'm going live on Instagram, and I'm going to publish this to YouTube. It's not perfect, but guess what? My highest self is not perfect. And so don't get it twisted that your highest self is perfect. No, but your highest self thinks differently than your present self. And so WWHSD, what would your highest self do? This is how we turn ceilings into floors. This is how we actually shift timelines, is by operating from a different timeline. I'm no longer operating from my present reality, my present circumstances. I'm not. I'm operating from highest self. Highest self consciousness is different than current self consciousness. All right, so another thing that has been coming up majorly for me and my clients is all around visibility. You should not be asking, how do I get more people to find me? That is the wrong question to ask because you cannot control that. You can't control how do you get more people to see your content and to see you. No, the question becomes, how do you get your name out there and how do you put yourself in front of all of these people? This is the question that you should be asking yourself. If right now you are not collaborating, getting in physical rooms and working with people who have way more exposure than you, then you're doing yourself a massive disservice and you are blocking your growth. So in order to jump timelines, what would highest self do? Think about it in the context of leverage, right? Say, for example, say you have a few thousand Instagram followers right now and you collaborate with me, let's just say, and I have 40 something thousand Instagram followers and a top rated podcast and all these other things. And I have you on my podcast. Think about how much more impactful that would be than continuing to just publish your own podcast over and over again. Not saying that you shouldn't publish your own podcast over and over again, but what I am saying is you should sprinkle in leverage. You should start thinking about how can you get the most for your time. And this is really what your highest self would be doing anyways. She would be much more efficient, which is why I've started to think like, why have I not been doing the IG Live, the podcast, and the YouTube all at the same time? It's actually quite easy when I plan ahead. Right. And so that's another thing. My highest self, she is actually organized. She does plan ahead. She can't just wing it. That's not how it works. So I've decided that Monday mornings, is where I'm going to be doing this every single Monday. I just decided, I committed. And so whether you catch me live on Instagram or whether you're listening to this podcast or whether you're watching this on YouTube, it doesn't matter. I'm doing this because that's what my highest self would be doing. So what would your highest self be doing right now? Right? This is how you actually turn your ceilings into floors. This is how you become the next version of you, the next level identity. This is how you embody your next level because actually, you have to do things kind of in a, it's not logical at all. It doesn't make any sense, air quotes. But your highest self, that's like the best way that I can describe this is like your highest self is pulling you towards the future that you want. So if you are listening to your current self, you're actually listening to the voice of fear because your current self is rooted in the past. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. But your future self has different information, different creativity, different access. So in order to go there, you need to connect to her daily. You need to literally ask yourself every single morning when you wake up and when you're planning anything, what would my highest self do? Literally, what would your highest self do? And then your highest self is going to determine the actions that you take in the present. But if you let your past dictate how you take actions, or if you let your past dictate what you tell yourself to be true, that is where you cock block yourself. So, in order to get to that next level of embodiment, success, visibility, operating from the new version of you, going back to my philosophy that your business grows to the extent that you allow yourself to grow. Not to the extent that you do, because you're always growing, but often we block our success or and block our growth. No, it's your business grows to the extent that you allow yourself to grow and evolve. The only time your business stagnates is when you stagnate. Like, really, I want you to hear that. The only time that your business stagnates is when you stagnate, which means you need to focus on your personal evolution, what you are interested in, what is lighting you up, and then let go of the shit that's not lighting you up. Because what's not lighting you up is literally sucking your energy. And everything that you're doing right now in your life and in your business and in your relationship is either a drain or a faucet. So how many drains do you have right now? How many drains do you have right now that are literally zapping the shit out of your energy and holding you back from operating from your highest self? Because your highest self has very limited drains in her life, if any. If any. Right? So again, your business grows to the extent that you allow yourself to grow. And when you stagnate, so does your business, which means this is like a great thing. This is a great realization for you to have because that means that you know now how to have business growth. It's by allowing yourself to evolve and grow and stop holding on to things that are no longer serving you. Patterns, habits, ways of being, smallness, physical thing, like literal things that you're doing. Maybe you need to say no or to let go of somebody or something that you've been doing. You need to stop doing what you've always done in order to do what needs to be done. Right. So this really has re required of me a radical shift in perspective, a radical shift in asking myself, what do I even want? And when I really tap into this version, and when you tap into this version, your highest self, WWHSD, we gotta get this in a sweatshirt, man. Man, we gotta, we, I actually had a whole download for a whole merch line, but we're not gonna talk about that right now. When you allow yourself to be your highest self, literally right now, and you operate like her, you're going to take much different actions. You're going to be having much different conversations. You're going to be surrounding yourself with much different people. And at the end of the day, your entire reality is going to shift because of who you are being, right? The way that I want to wrap this all up is there is a concept. I think Zig Ziglar is the one that coined this, but be do have. He basically states that in order to have the results that you want, you need to be a different person first. But most people wait to have the money or have the success in order to be organized, in order to be a leader, in order to be visible, in order to be fill in the blank. But the truth is, you need to be it first. And this was a huge wake-up call for me, honestly, like vulnerable share. I have spent more of my time just kind of, I don't want to say reacting, but like not being strategic with my time specifically. Okay. I've just kind of been like things have been great. That's the thing. I kind of was letting myself like off the hook a little bit. But the truth is, in order to get that thing, you have to be a different person. So WWHSD, what would highest self do? I really want you to tap into that version of you because that version of you is doing things much differently. And that's why I am even doing this right now in the way that I'm doing it. I'm banging out 3-for-1. It's a 3-for-1 special because, of course, my highest self did this. My highest self is efficient as fuck. My highest self's not wasting time. Why would she waste time creating all this random ass content when I could just do one thing and have it maximize on all these platforms, right? And reach way more people. I'm gonna be on stage. Of course, I'm gonna have friends there and people there to be able to take videos and whatever to be able to use my social media. So you have to think, going back to the thing I was just talking about, leverage, what things in your company, in your life, in your, in whatever are actually going to create leverage for you. Right? So this is where stepping in and embodying this next level of you, that is what has to get sorted first. Because if you're trying to do your to-dos, the to-dos are probably coming from a small identity, a small identity, a version of you that's right where you are. But when you get the identity piece first, you operate from highest self. What would highest self do? Only then will you actually know the actions to take. But so many people get lost in the sauce and they get stuck in the present reality because they're not allowing themselves to evolve. So this is the question you must ask yourself daily for success. I feel like this is the fucking golden key. It's be, do, have. What would highest self do? I will say this till I'm blue in the face. Literally, the only way that you make quantum leaps and shifts, like massive shifts in your reality, is by taking risks and by doing things you've never done. So, are you going to continue to do the same things that you've always done and get the same results that you've always had? Or are you going to start doing new things because you are a different person now? Right? I have been publicly sharing with you all, like, and that might seem risky or whatever, but it's actually just holding me accountable to the greatness that I'm claiming because I know that I'm here to make massive fucking impact and change literally the world. So in order for me to be that and do that, I have to show up as her, which means I have to change my state. Okay, I have to continually live in her, hold the energy consistently and not waver in it. And if right now you're wavering in it, this is your work. This is the work to do. This is the work that we do inside my mastermind. This is the work you do with me when you're a private client. This is literally the work of holding what was highest self do. Because of course you're a human and your ego is literally so wired. Your mind is wired to keep you safe and stuck and stagnant and the same. So you have actually, it's like everything is working against you in this case. And so it does require radical shifts in consciousness to be able to step into your highest timeline, into your highest self, which is why business strategy is not enough. Business strategy is never enough because the strategy without the identity doesn't work. You see what I'm saying? If you have the identity of smallness and I don't care and no one, I don't, you know, nobody cares what I have to say and I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, it doesn't matter how much action you take because you're going to be taking all the wrong action. But when you have the identity of a leader, of success, of someone here to change the fucking world, you will show up differently, not just in your energy, but in your actions. Okay? So this is the process of shifting and anchoring in your next level identity. I just shared with you tools, tips, and tactics for you to then become her and live as her always. All right, always, always, always. As I shared, I'm speaking in Boston on May 15th. I would love for you to come into the physical room because I think that there's going to be something that happens. I'm not sure. This is my first like speaking event with hundreds of entrepreneurs. I think that there's something magical that's going to happen from this event. And it's going to further confirm the point of being in the physical room, which is why podcasting is so great and speaking is so great because it really does allow you to transmit and receive like an upgrade and like an identity upgrade just by listening. But at the end of the day, I think something really fucking magical is going to happen. And so I really recommend that you get your butt in that room, you know? And if you don't live close, take a flight. Like, this could change your life, you know? Like, what is that worth to you? Take a flight. It's a quick flight. You just fly right into Boston and pop over. The other thing I wanted to mention, speaking of in person, is I did announce yesterday that I'm going to be offering some VIP days and VIP weekends. And so, as you know, I'm a full-time van lifer, right? And if you're watching this on YouTube and if you're watching this on Instagram stories, and if you are interested in a VIP day or VIP weekend where we basically do all of this, the identity, the content, the strategy, all the things, and really anchoring in this next level, working on visibility, you know, I'll connect you to my network, all the things. Just message me and just reach out. We can talk about it. I'm going to be doing some in Denver. I'm in Scottsdale right now, and I will be in Boston in May. So we can talk about locations and where you're at, where you want to meet. But yeah, just wanted to share this, like going off of where my next identity is taking me. My next identity is taking me in person. And I'm going to be continuing to make as much valuable content as possible on all the platforms. But really where we create the most massive transformation is in person. Like we can get so much more done in person. So one, grab your ticket for May 15th in Boston at Quotable Live. I will put all the information in there. It's going to be so fun. We have some really awesome things planned for that. And then secondly, if you're in, you know, if you want to fly to either Boston or Scottsdale or Denver or any other place, I'm also down to meet you somewhere if I can do it with my travel. We can do a VIP day, VIP weekend. I was just messaging one of my clients about kind of setting that up. We're going to do like content for her. We're going to basically just revamp her whole fucking brand so that when she shows up online, people fucking listen. Okay. She has this authority. She's using her voice. She's able to sell. She's able to show up. We're going to do visibility strategy. Oh my gosh. Because as I've shared on the podcast before, exposure is 60% of your success. Think about that. Visibility alone, how many people see you is 60% of your success. So visibility is really fucking important for your success. You could have the world's best content, but if nobody knows who you are, then nobody knows who you are. So visibility, as I said, is very, very important. You have to allow yourself to be seen. And so use leverage. Okay. So I'm going to wrap this up here. Thank you guys for being with me, whether you watched on Instagram Live or you're tuning into the podcast or you're listening all the places you're on YouTube. Thank you for being here. I'm so excited to take you along for the ride. And I'm so excited to meet you in person. Again, May 15th in Boston, Quotable Live, VIP days in Scottsdale, Denver, Boston, Austin. And go B, your highest self now. WWHSD, what would highest self do? Operate from her and from the identity of the wish already being fulfilled, of the success already being had. What would you be doing? What would you be doing? Not what are you doing now? Let go of that. That's gotta go. That is old news. That is the past. The past. No, you're not available for that anymore. That's the way that you've always done things. But what are you now going to do now that you are your highest self? WWHSD. I'm gonna get this tattooed on your forehead. We're gonna make, I swear to God, we're gonna make bracelets and merch, and it is going to anchor you into the ever-evolving identity that is you. Okay? Remember that your business grows to the extent that you allow yourself to grow. When you stagnate, your business does too. So if your business is stagnating, it's because you are stagnating. Focus on your personal growth and evolution, and your business will grow alongside of you. Okay? I'm going to the fucking next level galaxy this year. All my clients are too. They're going big. It's like unapologetic bigness. If you know that you want in on that, shoot me a message. We'll do a VIP day, VIP weekend. You can find out about my mastermind, all the things. I can't fucking wait to keep doing these types of episodes with you. I love you guys. And if this landed for you, share it with a friend. Make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you are subscribed on all the platforms, the podcast, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, because we're going to be bringing you the most fire fucking content for female entrepreneurs in this space. Okay. I love you guys, and I will catch you next week.